now, The Phil Henry Show with Phil Henry. West of the Rockies, dial 1-800-449-8686. East of the Rockies, dial 1-800-449-8686. First-time callers, dial 1-800-449-8686. And the wildcard line is 1-800-449-8686. And now, here's Phil Henry.
Well, it's a big week across the country, and it has been over the last couple of weeks. High schools are graduating, and a lot of young people are going to be moving from the high school years into the college years. One of those is our eldest son. And we wanted to get an overview from educators on the past year and what it's like watching a senior move from high school into college. Vernon Dozier is not only an athletic coach, varsity football coach at Belmar Academy in Glendale, California. He's also a math teacher, a senior class advisor, and he joins us on our newsmaker line right now. Mr. Dozier, tell me, and thank you for joining us.
It's always my pleasure, Phil. Thank you.
Tell me about the past year for you, what it's been like as an educator, and what, the question I want to know is you've seen so many senior classes. Is this one any different?
Well, Phil, this has been an exciting year for me as an educator. It has been my great pleasure to watch so many young people, really quality young people. I want to let America know that we've got some terrific young people coming out of high school and into college, and I think the country's going to be a better place for them. It was my great pleasure this past year, Phil, on a personal note, to get to know a very remarkable young woman who I have seen as a student. She's a terrific math and science student, and it's been my great pleasure, I guess, to say on a personal note, to get to see her growing and maturing. And tomorrow night will be our graduation ceremony at Belmar. Her name is Brianna David.
Uh-huh.
And tomorrow night, following her graduation, with her diploma in hand as she comes off the stage, I'm going to get down on one knee right off the stage there on Cooper Field, and I will ask for her hand in matrimony.
Well, Mr. Dozier,
I just want to finish out what I want to say, because this is a very kind of a important thing for me to say. I'm going to ask for her hand in matrimony. She's 18 years of age, and since she will have at that time graduated, there's nothing the school can do about it. It is completely legal, and I will finally be able to kiss her fully and deeply on the lips in front of the faculty and the student body, in front of her parents and the administration of the school, and we will be able to live openly as a couple.
All right, I wanted to interrupt you because I'm a little taken aback.
Well, there's nothing to be taken aback about, Mr. Andrew.
Well, you are going to ask one of your former students to marry you.
Yes, sir, that is correct.
A young woman who was in your class.
That is correct.
Did you inform her parents? This is going to be right after the graduation?
Well, sir,
it sounds as if there's some a little bit of guarded resentment because you said you will finally be able to...
There were a lot of rumors about us, Phil, none of them could be proven.
Were you involved with this girl?
There were a lot of rumors about us, as I just got done saying to you, and none of them could be proven. Well, let me tell you. I will tell you that I got shaken up pretty bad 3 months ago when Brianna's father confronted me right over here in the parking lot here at the Subway Sandwiches. He pushed me up against his truck, and he threatened me with some serious bodily. He said that he would put me in a hospital bed if he found out I was seeing his daughter.
Was she 18 at the time?
She turned 18 May 16th.
So you were seeing her when she was underage? You had her in your class since September of 2003. Were you involved with this girl?
I said that there were rumors.
But were you...
Mr. Henry, the point is... Let me get back to what you asked me to be on your program about. And let me get back to...
Well, you've come out of the gate with something that is... In my experience, I've never heard this before. I don't want to criticize you. This young lady... was a student of yours. She's going to be coming off of the graduation platform tomorrow night, and you're going to ask for her hand in matrimony.
Yes, I am. And I am... Please understand, this is nothing to be upset about or shocked about. I'm so happy and so very thrilled for the two of us. And as I said, to be able to put my arms around her and kiss her on the lips in front of her father, who 3 months ago said he was going to put me in a hospital bed, and he said some other things that were rather graphic that I won't go into. And the point is, there was no evidence of...
Well, can I interrupt?
Certainly.
If he's a father and he suspected you were seeing his daughter when she was underage, she turned 18...
There was absolutely nothing proven about any kind of intimate contact between the two of us. The point is, there was no evidence of me being improper with this girl, and her father threatens to put me in a hospital bed, so tomorrow night, I'm going to ask the girl to be my wife right there at graduation, and her father, and the people who thought that they had me trapped like a rat.
And well, right there, you are saying to me that there was some suspicion.
And the people that thought they had me trapped like a rat can go straight to hell. Okay?
You've been involved with a girl on some level.
I've been her teacher. I've been her mentor. I was her mentor for her academic career. I have opened her eyes to a world beyond Glendale. And I know Brianna recognizes this. She doesn't belong to the school anymore. She doesn't belong to her family anymore. She doesn't belong to Bill Davis anymore, her father. She belongs to me. And I think that it is some kind of a comment on our society when a man decides that he has found happiness to be threatened with bodily harm. Now, you can say...
Well, you haven't asked her. How do you know she's going to say yes? Have you asked her?
Mr. Henry, Brianna's going to say yes.
Have you asked her?
What I've been to her, have I asked her? Let me answer your question this way. What I have been to that young lady, when I put myself through what she owes me for the times that I denied myself and treated her with the utmost respect, tomorrow night, I'm going to make up for all of that.
Now, let me give a phone number here, Mr. Dozier, and with the proviso for yourself and for my listeners, that the conversation is about reviewing as a teacher, you know...
Mentoring young people, yes, sir, I understand that.
Okay, well, it's taken a decided turn here. 1-800-449-8686.
Well, understand, I didn't come on your program to try to skew the agenda. I'm here to answer your questions.
All right, 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. Mr. Vernon Dozier is a representative teacher of high school students. He's been a senior class advisor as well as a math and science teacher, a football coach. But you're telling me that tomorrow night you're going to be there at the graduation.
I'm going to be there at the graduation. And I'm going to be very, very proud to be with all of the young people. And
let me ask you something. Do you feel that springing this on her family is?
I'm not springing anything on her family, Mr. Henry.
They suspected you of her, you and her of having a relationship. You're talking about one of your students, so don't you understand the father's concern?
I understand the father's concern to a point. But she turned 18 on May 16th. See, that's a little piece of information that I think needs to be reiterated. She turned 18 on May 16th. That means Bill Davis doesn't own her anymore. That she doesn't belong to him. Okay? Now, she's going to say yes. Because we are very, 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 very close. The person who needs to begin to deal with the reality of this situation is not me. It's her father, Bill Davis. And he's going to have to realize he can't stop destiny. And really, that's what this is about. Phil, Brianna is my soulmate. I remember I first saw her walk into my class. I remember saying to John Powell, who was one of our teacher's assistants at the time, when she walked into the classroom, I said, now there's a young lady that could be anything she wants to be. I could see the talent in the class and the beauty. And John kind of laughed. And I said to him, you watch. That young woman, I can work with something like that. Something like that, I can use that.
And you were above board with this girl. You never had sex with her.
I was suspected.
But you never had sex with her.
I was suspected of it, but they never could prove it. Now, understand, I treated that girl with respect. I brought her along. This is a young lady who knew nothing of life. She looked like she just had been, I don't know what you want to say, having sodas over at McDonald's, you know. And I bought her things. I bought her very attractive clothing. I made her feel like a woman. I made sure she graduated. You know, it's very, so tomorrow night, you know, tomorrow night's my payday, all right? And I've been a teacher for 35 years. I was married to a woman who couldn't be a wife to me for the last 3 years of her life because of surgeries that she was having. And tomorrow night, right as that young lady comes off that stage, I will access the handheld mic that they have, and I will very proudly say to her father over the public address system, Brianna Davis, will you become the second Mrs. Dozier? And my car's going to be there.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. We're talking about high school graduation, and this is one high school teacher who plans on asking one of his students to marry him tomorrow night as she leaves the graduation stage. Here's Vera. Vera, you're on the Phil Hendry Show with Vernon Dozier.
Hi, how are you, Phil?
Yes, ma'am. Very good.
Mr. Dozier, you need to be removed from the school system.
I have not broken the laws.
Your language, Vera. Got to watch your language.
Yeah. See, you use language like that, Vera, and you call me a pedophile.
All right, well, we had to dump that lady because she dropped the...
She used a filthy term is what she did.
Yes, she did. However, she's angry. And do you understand her anger?
No, sir, I do not, because I tried to say to that old...
You were going to call her an old what?
I tried to say to her that I haven't broken any law. See, that's the whole thing. That's where Bill Davis... Brianna's father, by the way, is Bill Davis.
Yeah, I understand.
That's where he doesn't get it. He can't do anything to me. She's 18 and she can do what she wants. Okay? And so tomorrow night, she walks off that stage. It's going to be my payday.
All right, hold on. 1-800-449-8686. There's a lot going on tomorrow night, last Friday night, the fall. You know, high schools are graduating all over America, and this is one high school teacher, and there may be others. As a matter of fact, my associate producer, Chris Pelton, knows of an ex-teacher of his who married one of the students of the school when she became 18, and to this day they're still married. So I don't know, but Mr. Dozier is a high school teacher that's going to ask one of his students to marry him as she comes off the graduation platform tomorrow night. And he said her family can't do anything about it. She's 18 and she's legal. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Going straight to the hot place. The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
On the line with me is Mr. Vernon Dozier. We are talking about high school graduation this week. My oldest guy is graduating tomorrow night.
And Phil, let me congratulate you on that, by the way. That is tremendous.
Thank you. But I got to tell you, if he left the graduation stage, and I don't want to apply my standards to you.
Well, that's what you're doing, and I know, and I understand that.
But if he left the graduation stage and one of his teachers proposed marriage to him and he left with her, I'd feel like he was throwing his life away a little bit. I feel like he has so much to live for.
Well, you'd certainly have that opinion. I need to ask you this time, is your son 18?
Yes, he is.
All right, it's his decision, isn't it? And maybe he knows, well, let's see, kids today are very contempt, you know, they're with it, and they're very hip to what's going on. The adults are not hip to it, and I'm a teacher, so I do get youth culture, and I understand all the things they, you know, like to do and everything, and the music and all that. So, Brianna, I understand her. I know what she, you know, as they say, okay, I feel her, as the kids say, you know, and she'll say, well, do you feel me? I said, you know, the joke between us, she'd say, do you feel me? I said, yeah, one of these days I will. You know, it's to me, Phil, it is.
Don't you find that crude with an underage girl?
Who said she was underage? And the other thing is...
Well, you had a relationship with her from the time she started class.
Well, look, Brianna is a very lucky girl because she has in me what a lot of women call a, you know, kind of a deal, the whole package. I'm intelligent.
Can I ask you your age?
I'm sorry, Phil.
How old are you?
I'm 57.
And she's 18.
Look, don't go down that road, okay?
I mean, she's 18.
Don't go down that road, all right? I mean, yeah, Tony Randall just died. I think he was 102, and his wife's 30. And they've got 10 kids.
I don't think Mr. Randall was that old.
I believe it was close.
Well, I don't think so. 1-800-449-8686. Andy, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hello, Mr. Grant. How are you, sir?
Yes, sir.
How you doing?
What do you
want? I think, Mr. Grant, I listened to what you said on the radio, and I'm the same age as you, okay? My kids are in their 30s and all that, and I can appreciate what
you're saying. Are you talking to me? Are you talking to me?
I'm talking to you, yes.
All right, my name is Dozier. I don't know where you got this
name. Dozier, okay. All right, Mr. Dozier.
I mean, well, do you want me to call you Lou?
You can call me Andy. How is that?
Well, but see, you didn't call me by my name.
Well, never mind. He made a mistake.
I made a slight mistake, and you're getting ready to make the biggest mistake in your life tomorrow because you're going to ruin those two parents' life.
Wait a minute. I'm going to have an 18-year-old wife, okay? All right, how am I making a mistake?
You are making a mistake because you have been seeing this girl when she was in 16, 17, before she was 18.
I was not having any
You are trying to get even. Mr. Dodger, you are trying to get even.
Even with who?
With her father, with her family, because they rejected you 3 months ago.
No, this guy came up to me outside the Subway sandwich shop over here. I was going in. I was getting one of the Subway deals. And he pins me up against his truck. He says, you want to know what he said to me, sir? And forgive me, Mr. Henry. He said, I'm going to make you pee blood for a month. I'll beat you that bad.
What reason did he say that to you, sir?
Well, wait a minute. Do you think there's an actual excuse to say something like that to somebody?
Well, no. What reason did he say that to you, sir?
Can I ask you at this particular time, sir, and I don't mean any offense, what country are you from?
You've seen his daughter that is underage.
Wait a minute. What country are you from, sir?
I'm Greek, and let me tell you something.
Greek?
I don't think you want to come close to me if he was my brother and you did that.
You know how they separate the men from the boys in Greaseville?
I know.
Listen,
I've heard the joke, okay?
With a crowbar.
Mr. Dodger, you need help. You're a sick individual, and I hope tomorrow two policemen lock you up before you embarrass yourself.
Sir.
You make the other family suffer.
Sir, you need to understand.
And let me tell you another thing, Mr. Dodger. You're lucky I'm not the father, okay? Because they will be picking you with a spoon. Now, you have a good day and good luck.
What's a little Greek guy going to do to me, okay?
What a jerk.
Well, you heard what he said. He called you a jerk.
Well, you know what, sir? Why don't you go and find yourself a falafel and go jam it in your you-know-what? For the first time in my life.
Are you hearing the outrage of parents who have a young girl that is entering the world and has a young woman, okay, she's 18, who's entering the world and has all kinds of opportunity, and to suddenly hook up with a guy that's 57?
We are soulmates. But I don't even have to justify this. She's 18, she can do what she wants.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Stacy, you're on the Phil Henry Show with Vernon Dozier. Stacy?
Yeah, I'm right here.
Go ahead, ma'am. You're on the air.
Okay, Mr. Dozier, I've been listening, and I really think that you need a lot of help. The girl is 18.
Do you have a psychology degree, ma'am?
Let me explain myself. Do not cut me off. Coming from a person that is young, you do not know yourself. You're still learning at that age.
How old are you, ma'am?
She's a baby.
Well, how old are you, ma'am?
Excuse me?
How old are you, I said.
I'm 30 years old.
Well, you ain't exactly a spring chicken, okay? And
30.
I'm 30 years old.
30's not old.
Look 20. But just to let you know that the girl, if you're going to date her, fine.
Right.
But don't give her some space and give her some time to get to know herself.
All right, can I ask you something?
I understand the attractive of looking at somebody who's this young. She's plump. Everything's all nice and soft and everything, and it's not chubby and whatever. But give her some time. Respect her. If this is your soulmate,
she is my soulmate.
Let her move. You let her grow.
Let me tell you what.
Come back to you.
She walked into my classroom, Stacy, and I looked at her and I said to John Powell, I said, "Man, look at that." And he said she's
very loud, and I really can barely hear you.
Okay, hold on for a minute, Stacy. Let's take a break. You are kind of breathing a little bit, Mr. Dozier. 1-800-449-8686. Mr. Vernon Dozier, a high school teacher, is going to ask one of his students to marry him tomorrow night.
1-800-449-8686. The Phil Henry Show is back.
All right, I'm back with Vernon Dozier, a high school teacher, a man who teaches math and science. He's a senior class advisor. Do you feel, and you are going to ask, and I have to tell you, I feel it's my duty, Mr. Dozier, just to say this. Were I a friend of yours, and I recognize I'm being, I don't want to make any assumptions here, but were I a friend of yours, I would advise you, sir, don't do this. You're liable to embarrass the girl.
Well, you know, everybody talks about what they want. What about what I want? What about what I need? And I'm not going to embarrass her. Mr. Henry, I can assure you, for a high school girl, to have one of her teachers want to have, you know, make a little whoopee with her. Let me tell you what, that's something every girl dreams about. Mr. Andrew, if I could, I know you have some phone calls you want to get to.
Yes, I do.
But I'd like to quote a song that was very instrumental, I think, in the way I view my relationship with Brianna. It was written by Alan Bernstein and Victor Melrose. It was done by a group called Gary Puckett and the Union Gap. It's a song called This Girl Is a Woman Now. I'm not going to sing it. I can tell you I don't have a singing voice, but the lyrics go as follows. This girl walked in dreams, playing in a world of her own. This girl was a child existing in a playground of stone. Then, one night, her world was changed. I think we know what the author's talking about there. Her life and dreams were rearranged. She would never be the same again. Then goes into the chorus. This girl is a woman now. She's learned how to live. This girl is a woman now. She's found out what it's all about, and she's learning to live. Well, it's about a young lady for the very first time losing her virginity.
Wait a second, man. Wait a minute.
I didn't hear that, Mr. Henry.
I said, wait a minute. I don't want to hear a song about a young girl losing her blankety blank blank.
Well, no, I didn't say blankety blank blank, did I? You know, Mr. Henry, it's the difference between you and me. I'm very familiar with today's youth culture. I'm very familiar with Brianna and the culture she lives in, and I'm very much with that. I listen to Good Charlotte. I enjoy her music she likes, Nora Jones, Lenny Kravitz, Avril Lavigne. We go places and do stuff. Tomorrow night is going to be my payday. I have booked us a room at a very beautiful hotel at the Twin Dolphin in Santa Barbara, but I know that that's kind of a long drive, so I want to kind of, you know, I'm going to want to get started, so we're going to spend the night at my apartment in Tarzana.
Yeah.
And then we're going to get a good start, an early start in the morning.
I would just say again, sir, please don't do it.
Well, thanks for your advice, man. You know.
All right, let me go to Linda. Hi, Linda. You're on the Phil Henry Show with Vernon Dozier.
Yes.
Yes, ma'am. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Hi, this is Linda.
Hello, Linda.
I'm not sure if this is just a joke or a game or just a... My husband keeps saying this is all set up and it's a real joke. It's not really real.
Are you serious, sir?
About what?
About marrying this girl?
Yes, sir, I most certainly am. I don't think you joke about a life-changing event like that. I lost my wife 2 years ago to breast cancer. For the last year of her life, she was unable to be a wife to me because of the various surgeries that she had. I've tried to remain true to my wife, but I saw this girl walk into our class back in September, and I said, that is a young lady who has, oh boy, I mean, you should have seen her.
Hello?
Yes, hello?
Yes,
hello. Who's this?
This is Linda. Ironic that you're saying this because I am in stage 4 breast cancer myself.
You're in what?
I'm in stage 4 breast cancer myself, so I have more compassion for you now. I'm glad you said that. But I'd like to say a few things.
You are on the air, Linda, so please don't. Are you going to talk about your breasts? Is that it?
I want to talk to you. I just have more compassion for you now. Can I talk just a minute? I've been listening.
Yeah,
love in this.
Linda, the problem is Mr. Dozier is in a pool hall. Why are you over there?
I'm having my bachelor party tonight.
Are you having a bachelor party even though you haven't even asked this girl to marry you?
I don't understand.
You're at a pool hall having a bachelor party.
Yes, that's what we do before we get married. Jeez.
All right, Linda, go ahead.
I'm having a real hard time. I'm trying to hear love in this. I just want you to listen to me a minute.
Yes,
I've been listening to you for the last 30 minutes, and I'm trying to hear love, and I feel pain for you now. Now I realize your wife has died, because me and my husband are going through that.
Thank you very much, ma'am.
I do believe that you are going through some kind of crisis, and this young girl is 18. She's a child. She doesn't know what she wants. Believe me, you are like an idol to her right now.
Exactly. Now, why would I throw away that opportunity?
That is not love. Idol is not love. And I heard you say a few things that make me believe that you are in a lot of pain and you are in some ego. Love would not compete with a father. love would understand that the father is in so much pain with his daughter that it wouldn't matter what he threatened you with. You could get over that, let that go.
Can I ask you a question, Linda? I know that you are suffering. I know you're suffering from breast cancer. Is that why you're kind of in this kind of depressing kick right now? You're kind of trying to bum me out.
No, I just now heard about your wife.
Yeah, I mean, she didn't bring that up.
You just mentioned it.
Look, all I'm saying to you is this. When I pull that ring out tomorrow night and I ask her to be my wife, there won't be a dry eye in the house. Okay?
Except for the father. If you love this girl, you won't hurt her father. I don't care what he's done.
This guy threatened to beat me, so I peed blood for a month.
I mean, we heard that, sir.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm trying to get something clear about love. Love doesn't compete. Ego does. You're probably very mad, very upset with him.
Well,
however,
I'll tell you this much.
Love will not compete with the father.
I came out of the Subway sandwich over here, and this guy grabs me. I drop a foot-long tuna.
If you love her, go propose in your own private. Privacy.
Yeah, why do it in public?
Don't humiliate the man. Don't humiliate the father more. And let me tell you, he tried to punk me.
He tried to bitch slap me out in front of the...
Would you please watch your language, too?
I'm very sorry, but he tried to make me look like some kind of a jail boy. I realize you're suffering from breast cancer, and that's probably why you're bummed out.
Forget about the breast cancer. That's not what I called for. What I want to say is, when that little girl becomes your wife, you don't own her. You said she'll be mine, and you keep talking about payday tomorrow. That's not love.
Let me tell you what. When I finally get her into my apartment...
It sounds like you are in heat. It doesn't sound like you're in love. And I do believe you're making a big mistake. I feel very sorry for the child because she is a child.
Oh, man, she's 18. Now, come on. Don't you do that now.
She is a child. No, sir. Don't you do that. She is a child.
Now, ma'am, her father pushes me up against a truck. I had a tuna that was a half cheese and extra pickle just the way I like it.
So, okay. So the father did all this, so let's pay him back.
Let's just humiliate
him tomorrow.
Is this about the father?
No, sir, it isn't. It's just about Brianna. And, man, I got to...
Okay.
Proposing in public
Linda, thank you. Thank you, Linda, for your call. People, I think, are being very sensitive to the fact that you love her.
I'm sorry?
People are being sensitive to the fact that you love her.
Who?
The girl that you're...
Oh, yeah, Brianna, yeah. Because, look, she's 18 years old. And like the song says, she's old enough.
Let's go over to Ann. Hi, Ann. You're on the Phil Henry Show with Vernon Dozier, who's going to propose marriage tomorrow night to one of his math students after she graduates.
Well, he's sick. He's a pervert.
Hey, wait a minute. The girl's 18. That don't make me a pervert. She's
legal.
You
know what?
She's legal.
All you want is sex.
What, does that make me a pervert?
You know what? It's going to backfire on you. She's not going to want you.
It backfires on me.
She's not going to want you, and she don't want you now.
Wait,
that's your sick mind. You're a sick man.
How do you figure she's not going to want me?
She don't want you because you know what? Your conversation ain't even right.
Well, what does that mean? I don't understand my conversation ain't right.
You sick.
Well, maybe I couldn't sweet talk.
You are all pervert.
Hey, you know what? You don't like my conversation, but that's fine with me because I don't think I'd take you to a bullfight. But this girl is...
All right, no need to insult the lady.
Well, she's insulting me.
I'm telling the truth.
Hey, let me ask you a question, seriously. Have you got a glass eye?
No, sir.
You ain't got no plastic leg?
No, sir.
Too bad.
Yeah, it's
otherwise
too bad for you.
Otherwise,
you
I
know what? That's
you
probably
to,
how you look
me.
With a glass eye and a fake leg. But you a sick pervert, and you need some psychological.
I don't know what neighborhood you come from, but 18's old enough. I'll tell you right now, that father owes me $6.80 for footlong.
You 57 years old. You can't do nothing.
Hey, I'm gonna ask that girl to marry me. Get her over to my apartment in Tarzana.
She ain't gonna
do and the funky chicken too. And then tomorrow morning, we're off to Monterey.
You sick?
I may be sick, but I'll tell you what, if I'm sick, hell, I hope I die from what I got.
You know, Vernon, it is increasingly sounding like...
The guy owes me $6.80 for a foot-long tuna with extra pickle. Now, I don't know whether or not you heard what I said.
I heard what you said.
He pushed me up against his truck. I was coming out of Subway with a foot-long with cheese and pickle.
What if you got the 680 from the guy?
Too late.
What if you got...
Too late. It's too late. I'm marrying his daughter.
What if I send you the 680?
I got a beautiful cubic... And you know the beautiful thing about it? Excuse me. I just was over here at the...
Subway?
Yeah. I got a beautiful cubic zirconia in my pocket that's going to make that girl cry. And you want to know the great part about it is she's going to think it's a diamond. Woo! Woo! It's going to be good.
Good luck, Brianna, wherever you are.
Yeah, and if you do know where she is, could you tell me? No, I'm just kidding. I'll see you tomorrow night, honey.
Let me go over here to Joan.
Oh, Jesus.
Well, I have another call.
I thought we were done.
No. Joan, go ahead.
I want to know what he means by that. She owes him. He's a selfish...
Did you ever see my
old
fair lady?
Geezer. He's a dirty old man, and I think he ought to be removed from that school in handcuffs.
She's legal. She's 18. Jesus, read the law. Stupid old... She hung up?
Yeah.
Thank God. First thing we're going to do tomorrow night is get us a couple of foot-long tunas before we do the horizontal mambo.
Chat's going to go, what a cubic zirconia, and she's going to think it's a diamond. There's Vernon Dozier, one of the real sick animals that we've had on our show, a guy that is going to ask one of his students to marry him. It happens, folks. It's going to be happening across America. Do you think it'll be happening tomorrow night other than at Belmar Academy? I bet you it happens somewhere in America tomorrow night. A teacher will propose marriage to one of the exiting seniors, and it may be a guy asking a guy to marry him. Think about that. When we get back, our number 1-800-449-8686. The world famous Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Living on the edge, always teetering, never quite falling off. The Phil Henry Show is
what
back.
David, what is it?
I told a gentleman he could sing this in advance of him asking the girl to marry him.
Are you kidding me? I mean, this man is... I've had nothing but phone calls from people all over the city and all over the country tonight finding fault with this man who has... You heard what he's going to say. He's going to marry a girl on stage, or not marry her on stage. He's going to ask this girl to marry him. While he is, you know, after she comes off from getting, you know, from...
God, will you spit it out?
You heard what the guy said he's going
to
do.
Yes. And I think it's only right that you allow the man to sing the song that he wants to sing to the young lady that he wants to marry. So what? She's 18. There's nothing illegal about it, and therefore, your radio show can endorse it legally. It's not going to be any problem, and I think it's a very nice touch that some old man finally in this world gets a break. God knows the rest of us aren't going to get a break. This guy's going to marry some chick who's 18 or whatever she is, 19 or 17.
What are you talking about, a break? She doesn't even know if...
Never mind, put him on.
Vernon, you there?
Yes, sir.
Go ahead and sing your song.
Thank you very much, Mr. Hall.
My pleasure, Vernon.
This is a song called This Girl is a Woman Now, and I'd like to dedicate it to Brianna. And I believe your engineer has the music.
Have you got music for this, Mark? Yeah, he does.
All right, hit it. This girl walked in dreams.
Get him out of here. Forget it. Wait a minute. What, David?
What are you doing? Put him back on.
Mr. Dozier?
Yes, I'm right here. You got to start all over again. Start all over again, you bastards.
Don't call me a bastard.
I want to hear my music. Is it there?
Well, where are you, man?
I'm in a piano bar, if it's any of your business. Here we go. Girl was a child existing in a place.
I'm sorry, we lost the connection. Gee, how bad? How bad is that? This girl is a woman now? Do you realize what a pervert song that is? Some sick and twisted piece of filth that was puked up out of the bowels of Gary Puckett and the Union Gap. Yeah, you know what that song's about? It's about the older guy that slept with your little sister for the first time, right? That's how you feel about it. Some guy, this girl is a woman. Yeah, man, you know what? She's not home right now, dude. Oh, yeah, well, she said she's going to be here. Well, she ain't here, man. So get back into your jacked-up Chevy, your two-tone jacked-up chichi ball Chevy, and get out of here. There's a certain, you know, when you're a brother, you're expected to play the guardian at the gate. You are. And all of a sudden, your kid sister, who is just this snotty little brat that was bugging you, next thing you know, yeah?
Hi, is Vicky home?
Who's calling?
My name's Jennifer.
Okay, well, look, Jennifer. Woo! You're just going to have to, wait outside, man, because I just had the place fumigated, and with you coming in here, it's just we're going to reinfect it. Oh, I understand. Thank you. All right, 1-800-449-8686. Coming up at the Phil Henry Show tonight, gas prices, and the Pope gets the Presidential Medal of Freedom. What? I don't give a crap anymore. Houdini, apparently people were like all agog and aghast at the fact that Houdini isn't really some sort of, or wasn't really some sort of spiritual entity that could just pass through the walls of objects and things. We also have a Phil's mailbag. And also a how to read a news story tonight on the Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
Why don't you get a piece of fat and slide off?